This week on Start Your Geek Up, episode 30, we talk about the Wii U update, record Minecraft and app sales, our rants and nergasms, and of course, Matt Red Comics. Always remember, step your geek up. And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/SYGU podcast.
Hello, where are you? I know you're there. I can feel you here.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look,
just a flesh wound.
Bless me, Father, for I have just killed quite a few men.
There you are.
Getting up for work is a struggle. Playing all night till you come down with carpal tunnel.
For the gamers,
we forsake meals and sleep to beat a game. They only had a week, so pee.
That's for the gamers.
Play your game and beat it, but won't stop till they unlock all the achievements.
Welcome again, Stepper Geek Up, episode 30. Games, Movies, Comics, We Do It All. And it's me and my co-host, Matthew.
Oh my goodness. Finally here. I finally made it.
God,
finally
man.
Made it.
Sorry, we're going to have to do it again. We apologize, everyone, but we have real life we have to deal with, unfortunately. Particularly me, so... Damn it, it's no fun. It's kind of cool, though, dude, because now, like, when I get on GameStop to, like, look at the news, I get all excited, because I haven't seen any of it all week.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, okay. Booting up StarCraft, like, really makes me pumped now. It's not like, okay, I'm just going to play... I haven't played, like, 30 games today, so... It kind of, like... makes you even more pumped about your, like, nerd time.
That's the shit, dude. Yeah. It does. It does make you excited.
So how was your little 2 weeks?
Considering I just got home on Saturday, yesterday, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, but weren't you, like, in San Diego or some shit?
Yeah, that's where I've been in San Diego for most of my 2 weeks.
Well, that's cool. You got to spend 2 weeks in two weeks in San Diego, dude.
Sure. Yeah. That's cool. Living out of a suitcase sucks ass.
Oh, yeah, that's true, huh? Mine have been the most busy of my life, so it's been a blast.
Good, good. Glad you're enjoying it. It's, you know, you take it for granted sometimes when you're unemployed for so long.
Oh, yeah. It's like Saturday, and I'm like, I just want to stare at a wall all day. Just stare at a wall and just do nothing. Between that and then I have school... It's just like, oh, it's Saturday? Oh, no, I get to do homework all day. And then it's like Sunday, and I'm like, I just want to sleep all day. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. This is Sunday the 5th. This will not be up till Monday night, because I have to go to sleep after this. But, the Wii update, Matt, did you do it?
Yeah, I got it.
What'd you think of it?
Netflix loaded up really quick, and my online shopping went really fast, so that's cool.
What do you mean, in, like, the Wii Shop?
Yeah, I went on the Wii Shop and downloaded, I don't even know what I got, because I didn't even have time to, I fell asleep while I was downloading, like, I was, like, so tired last night.
Dude, I updated it, and I was really unimpressed.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, for all, like, the hoopla around it, it really didn't do anything for me. I was just like, okay, like, sure, it loads faster and stuff, but that's, like, that's as crazy as it got for me. Like, I was I was kind of expecting more. I guess I wanted it to, like, make me...
We're supposed to have
out.
A second here soon, so hopefully that one will make it beefy for you, Kenny.
Hopefully. Oh, please tell me I can find this book for free.
I don't know. Can you?
Come on, baby. Oh, fucking yeah. I could just download it as a PDF.
Hey, man. So, everybody, round of applause for Kenny Geary. Just found a book for free on a podcast.
This book
way
new
go, my man.
Would have costed $290.
Nah, no cares.
I know. Ow. Anyways, we're going to stop getting sidetracked, and we're going to go straight into the news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Apple has announced that they are at 50 billion app downloads.
Cool.
That's a lot. That's a retarded amount. How many apps do you think you download a day, Matt?
A day? I would go more like a week. I'd not say two.
Yeah, I probably do about two. But how often do you like surf through apps?
Once a week.
Yeah, because I'm always like bored on my phone on my break, and I'm like, I wonder if there's any cool games out, and I just look and play around with it.
Yeah, the apps are not. I don't really surf into heavy. I'll do them like once a week or so, and I always do. I'm on the phone. I'll do like one on the phone, and I'll do one big search on my iPad.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Sorry, yeah,
I really got to
stop looking for this book now. I'm getting told this. Let me minimize this.
Stop all that clicking in the background, bro. I can hear you clicking.
That'd be
you're just playing WoW.
This would be me playing StarCraft. But I would just be like clicking the same spot over and over.
Macros for the win.
The Nintendo has also announced that there will be a new 3D Mario in October, which I'm super excited about.
Even better, in the fall, they're having a 3D Link to the Past Legend of Zelda 2.
What?
Yeah, I saw the preview.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did see that.
Reggie Fils-Aimé. Dude, it is nuts. It is... I don't know... It's going to be hard to, like, think in that type of a space where you're literally going to be able to go up and down floors in a 3D environment, but also slap yourself onto a wall like graffiti and crawl around spaces. It's kind of going to be a really crazy going from 3D to 2D environments. It's going to really, I think, bend your mind pretty hard, and it looks awesome. The preview video of it looks nuts.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool. I, sad to say, I've never played through Link to the Past.
You're missing out on, like, the...
Well, I never had it.
One of my most favorite games
ever. I never had it, original Nintendo or anything.
Super Nintendo.
Whatever. Same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, they are.
One is 8-bit, one 16.
It's one close had, enough.
One had the most amazing Zelda of all time, and one had two of the ones that started the greatest franchise of all time. Okay. One also had Secret of Mana, which is, like, the best shit ever. And the other did not.
Touche. So it's I really want to see something different. I desperately want Nintendo to release a game that I'm like, fuck yeah, and I can't wait to buy. Because I'm still just like I was even at Target yesterday with my fiance. I was like, man, it'd be cool to get a Wii game. And I'm looking around, and she's like, what are you gonna get? I was like, nothing.
Like Monster Hunter.
I don't like Monster Hunter. I'm not going to get it. Hey, you better...
I just don't get, like, it is so good. It's so different from everything else. It's great.
It's not... It's just too archaic for me, dude. It's just those controls. I can't do the controls. I'm sorry.
It's so good. If you it's so won, addicting.
If
it's
you
so
won addicting. That bet, you should have made me go through and play Monster Hunter.
No, because you would just, like, not play it. You would just stare at things. At least with Dead Space, you would have, like, tried to get through it.
Yeah, that's true. I would have been, like, intrigued by Dead Space, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, we're gonna go on from here. And this made me really sad, too. Madden is skipping the Wii U.
It's kind of scary to think that, man, that a huge franchise like that is going to skip a console because they just know they're not going to sell units on it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Madden is something that is on everything.
Yeah, it's on PSPs and 3D. I mean, it was on the cell phones. I mean...
Yeah, and I mean, Madden was on the Wii, the original Wii.
Yeah.
And it's just, now they're just going to totally, like... That's kind of scary. That's a big deal. And most people kind of look at that and they're just like, that's pretty nuts. Because Madden is the biggest sports franchise ever. And as much as Madden's just like, you know, just kind of get recycled and everyone's like, it's the same thing, I still buy them every year. As much as I talk trash on how they're the same thing, I still go buy it because it's the only football game.
Yeah, I haven't bought a Madden game in like 3 years, 4 years maybe.
Damn, really? Hey, did you ever play Backbreaker?
I let my wallet do the talking.
Did you ever play Backbreaker?
No, I kind of was intrigued by it because I heard a lot of people were saying it's like the new NFL Blitz.
Essentially, kind of, yeah. I thought it was really cool. I got it from Gamefly, and I loved it.
I really wish the street games would come back.
Like NFL Street
and FIFA Street. Like, those games were badass.
Well, they released a new FIFA Street.
Did they?
Yeah, for PS3. I have it.
Really? Oh, man, they need to get NFL Street back.
But you made fun of it when I reviewed it.
It's not the same.
It's FIFA Street.
Well, I was just making more of a reference. I never actually played them. I just was hoping they'd bring that style of series back.
Yeah, a new awesome Blitz would be rad. Not like a downloadable one, like a full Blitz game.
Yeah, that downloadable one. Didn't they just release one like that?
Well, they have one on a PS3, and I have it, and it's alright, but it's just...
It's not what it used to be. NFL Street was just, like, the best thing ever, though. Because that reminded me of Blitz like that.
Yeah, I never got to play NFL Street.
Oh, it was great. You could, like, run off of walls and throw passes. It was
nice. Yeah, I heard it was rad. I just never...
The Vikings were beasts. That's when we had Randy Moss and Dante Culpepper. Like, we were... Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, so you guys were finally good.
Not finally. When we were good.
What was that like?
That's past tense, Kenny. I don't know. You tell me about the Bears when they did it in the 60s.
I don't know what it's like.
Or the 80s when Ditka was there.
Or just ever, because it just doesn't happen.
You guys went to a Super Bowl with Lovey, though.
Yeah, well, he ain't with the team no more. He got fired.
He got cut.
Yeah. And Urlacher ain't coming back, dude.
I heard you guys ain't going to get him back.
Shoot. I guess Urlacher was like, I want $11 million for 2 years. And they were like, we'll give you $3 million a year. And he was like, no. And they were like, there's the door.
That's too bad.
It is, because he's a staple in the franchise. And he even said, like, I started my career Bear. I want to end it a Bear. You know, but he's like, I'm old. I need a little, like, incentive to keep playing. Because right now, I'm just kind of old. He's old. Did the Vikings lose anything?
$3 million a year is kind of a good incentive to play.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I was thinking. I was like,
yeah, $3 million's pretty nice.
Anyways, we're going to go on from Madden. 10 million pocket Minecrafts have been sold.
That's awesome.
Do you have pocket Minecraft on your phone?
I have not. I've played it on other people's phones, but I've never downloaded it.
I got it on my phone, but every time I start to play it, like, I get frustrated because I have chubby fingers, and I can't just... You know, just easily click on my phone and do that shit. So then I just like.
Why don't you just get on your iPad?
Yeah, but then that involves me having to get my iPad. And that's way too much work.
What? Your iPad's mobile.
Yeah, but I don't take it to work with me.
Why not? Throw it in a backpack.
I can't do that.
So you can't waste time on your iPad, but you can waste time on your phone.
Yeah, like on my break, I can play with my phone.
Why not play on your iPad on your break?
I don't know. That would just require me having to bring an iPad everywhere.
You just throw it in a backpack. You bring, like, a backpack or something to work, don't you?
I've been, like, a laptop bag.
So an iPad would fit, like, perfectly, like, in a little slot, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying. If you wanted to play Minecraft that bad, you would do that. But obviously you don't, so.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just a procrastinator. That's what I do. Don't hate, Playboy.
Appreciate.
And there's a new Call of Duty, and I care this much. Ghost. Anyways, we're gonna go on to rants.
Here's
the
thing about that, though, is you know, Infinity Ward is not doing it. A new publisher is gonna be doing it called Sledgehammer, I think.
Sledgehammer. Really?
A new developer. Like, I think their name is Sledgehammer. I think I'd written something down about it. Yeah, Sledgehammer replaces Infinity Ward for Call of Duty Ghosts.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah, and this actually intrigues me a little bit about it. I mean, I'd like to see a fresh take on it.
Is there anything that says, like, what Sledgehammer did in the past?
This is a brand new startup company that's taking it over, I guess.
Ooh, then that's got some,
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see if they did anything else. I'm assuming that just because, I mean, from an article I read, they didn't mention anything about them before. So, I mean, we can obviously please fans, let us know if Sledgehammer's done anything you know of that was good. If it was bad, let me know, because I'm definitely not picking up the new Call of Duty.
if it was good, let me know, and if it's bad, really let me know.
Yeah, really let me know if it was bad.
Give me a big heads up on that bad part.
Por favor.
Por favor. Dude, that's all our news. Do you have anything else?
Dude, you didn't hear about that Katie Couric blasting violent video games, bro? She had like a whole segment on some dude rolling in saying that violent video games were the catalyst to his mother being shot and killed.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me?
It's like an hour special on her dumbass show
about
violent video games corrupting the youth and making our society more violent because we have violence simulators and all this stuff. It's kind of crazy because the biggest news about this whole thing is because for the most part, it's fucking Katie Couric. She has a bunch of just knuckleheads for listeners for the most part. But yeah. The thing that was really crazy about all this, and kind of was, you know, a pretty big cheap shot from her, is I guess her Twitter feed got exploded by just angry gamers. Like,
yes.
You're a bitch, like all this stuff, you know? And she tweeted back, she's like, could you guys give me one reason, or she's like, could you guys give me reasons of how violent video games have actually done something good in your life? And there's been like no responses. And she tweeted another one. She's like, yeah, you guys, please give me a big list of all that stuff because I'd really like to put it on another show.
I actually did a.
So basically, this devil woman bitch is like, I'm selling shows. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I should just email her a copy of my term paper, because I did a term paper in one of my classes at Cal State on that.
But you said video games, not violent video games, right?
No, I talked about violent video games too, because of their negative stereotype. And there's been like studies done at, I want to say, University of Pennsylvania, that say that it's like a good stress reliever and actually prevents violence in the end.
Boom. See?
Boom. Oh,
send it, dude. Send it. Katie Couric step your geek ups, bitch.
I should dig it up somewhere.
Do it.
I don't think I'd ever have that ever again, though. I don't know.
Goodness, Kenny. You gotta save shit like that, man. That's good shit.
Well, that's from like 5 years ago.
I just want to like, I just want someone to straight dick slap Katie Couric with an article like that.
Straight dick sack them with straight, an article.
Straight dick sack that white devil bitch.
The white devil bitch? Yes. Sorry. This show's labeled explicit.
Hey, I don't give a shit. I didn't say gay yet.
That's true. Just give us some time. I'll probably say it sometime this
episode. Sure we'll blast it somebody.
Yeah,
no. There was a couple other things I saw that I wanted to talk about just a sec, though.
No.
So, Sony executives, dude, not taking bonuses this year because of all the losses that Sony's incurred this year.
And that's really cool in my book.
For me, I think that's really cool that those execs would do that. First of all, like that they feel like they failed, so they're not going to take those bonuses. But the thing is I was reading a couple articles from a couple of different like trade magazines and things like that that actually had like really cool articles on their finances of Sony,
mm-hmm.
And they said that Sony, even though those bonuses aren't being taken, they're still going to make like massive layoffs.
Thousands
of jobs are still gone, and it's like, that's a cool notion, but you still didn't find a way to save people's jobs.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like, I mean, what do you expect, though? I mean, they're not going to be like, hey, you know what, pay us 20 grand a year, you know? But I mean, it's a cool show of support, kind of, but yeah, they're still millionaires in the end.
Yeah, and it's not even so much that, it's just, I mean, it's a cool gesture, but it's like, why not, instead of sitting there and going, we messed up, we're going to take pay cuts now because our company will really fail if we do that shit, why aren't you thinking forward in your company like this and trying to save people's jobs, man? Like, that's my thing is, great. You showed this great, huge thing. You put it all over the news. Yeah, we're going to not take bonuses to save our company millions of dollars. It's like 10 million bucks or something like that. You know, I think it's like a billion yen or whatever that translates to.
Yeah.
My thing is, like, why not do something bigger and have a release of we just saved thousands of jobs?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of... I had my own little rant today because there was an evangelist preacher on TV in the morning, and I was like, wow, he should probably take his billions of dollars he makes and go down to a shelter and give it to someone. You know, it's kind of like, hey, we're helping, but no, not really. I mean,
we're still taking all this money from people.
Yeah, this is kind of just like, I'm buying my Ferrari and I'm letting you keep the change.
Yeah, I still wear $10,000 suits to preach to all of you guys, which is cool, right?
Yeah, I can still drive my Mercedes, right? Because that's living in my means.
So the other question I have for you, Kenny, kind of regards to that stuff, is Microsoft has posted earnings this year. One of the few, like, big developers of any type of media to post earnings on the year.
And they made money, right?
They made money. Does it worry you as, like, kind of a gamer that the company Sony, that, you know, has arguably one of our favorite systems, is losing money while a system that we're really not dealing with much supporting is earning?
I don't feel like they're losing as much money as they might lead on to. I'm sure their stocks ain't doing too hot. But, I mean, you have to put it this way, too. You have to... Fuck, I'm thinking about this right now in my life. You have to invest money to make money sometimes. And
always, no, always.
Sony's getting ready to really get out there and kick ass, but, you know, it's one of those... You can't... Until we see how the consoles do, I don't think it's fair to judge if they've lost money or not, because in my business eyes, they're just doing an investment. And, I mean, they have that investment, that research to back it, and who knows, what if the PS4 comes out and everyone's minds are just blown? But then again, what if it comes out and flops?
Well, that's the thing, is it wasn't one of the things, like, it wasn't Sony PlayStation and Microsoft Xbox were the earning postings, it was the companies themselves.
Yeah.
And Sony did state that most of their losses on the year, their biggest failures, were nowhere close from PlayStation products. It was the Sony Bravia TVs and stuff like that absolutely bombed. You know, other products, you know, cameras, things, those products that absolutely tanked.
Hey, did you ever see the 80-inch TV?
From
Sony, I think.
Was it Sony? Sony had the 80-incher?
Yeah, it's like tens of thousands of dollars or something.
I had no idea, yeah.
Or it was... I saw it. Where did I see it? Oh, no, it was from Microsoft. No, it was from Sony. I went into a Sony store.
No, it was from Samsung.
Oh, shit, it was from Vizio.
No, I think it was Dynex.
LG. No, I went into a Sony store in a mall, I don't remember where, and I was, like, freaking out, because I'm in a Sony store, holy shit. And then they had that huge-ass TV, and, like, three people were getting ready to buy it. And the price was there, and it was, I don't want to say, like, I want to say it was, like, 20 grand or something obnoxious.
Jesus, that's nuts, dude.
And it was like super slim, like you can almost like see through it. And sure, you know, it was great, but there was three different salesmen selling three different people it, and they were fucking serious about it. Like these people were like, yeah,
ready to go. They were just going down black American Express cards, no financing needed.
Yeah, huh? It was a nicer area. I can't remember where exactly. I think it was like out in Irvine, which makes sense.
Yeah, that one. And so another one I wanted to see, just I kind of wanted to ask your thoughts on it. Kenny, did you hear about the guy who's having a law firm represent him in suing the creators of Colonial Marines, which also included Sega and Gearbox.
For false advertisement, right? For
false advertisement, dude.
I think that's fucking bullshit, because it's not false advertisement.
The thing that I have a really big problem with this is this cannot pass. There cannot be a settlement on it. They have to destroy this guy.
Yeah, they do.
they had to destroy this guy, because if this is something where a precedence is set, where game companies like this are going to give settlements, or they're going to lose cases like this,
it's
going to
be a mess.
We are going to be in a mess.
Yeah.
It is going to be, the gaming industry as a whole will collapse because of frivolous lawsuits like this.
Yeah, it will not be pretty. I can't say that enough, because, you know, it's like a slippery slope. Like, one person does it, and then the next person's like, I bet no one jumped in front of cars to sue people for insurance until they saw one person do it and pull it off.
Yeah.
And then everyone definitely started walking down the street and saw a video online. I guess Russia, it's really bad. And
people are just like jumping in front of vehicles and shit.
Yeah, because they sue them for insurance. And I heard that's why there's so many Russian dash cams. And so if someone does it, they can say, no, I got the video. But there's a video online of a guy in Russia driving, and this guy walking next to the car, and he like runs in front of the guy's car, and he turns around, looks at the guy, and then he just lays down in the street and starts yelling. It's so funny. And then the guy from the car gets out, and he's walking up there yelling at him, and the guy's like just screaming, like he just got hit by the car. It's so funny to watch. It was pretty cool to just see him, like, he was full forward. Oh, he's man. Like, I can't stop now. I gotta just keep going with this.
That's so good, dude. Man, I can just see like some homely ass Russian dude like look back, like smile and like flop.
He did. He just kind of he looked back for a sec, looked forward, and just kind of like like laid onto the ground in like a ball.
That's so awesome.
Man, I would love if my luck on this actually worked, but it didn't.
The free book?
Yeah, it looks like I'm gonna have to fucking buy it. God damn it.
That's what student loans are for, bro.
Huh. Anyways. Matt, you got Nerdgasm?
I do, actually. I have this is going to be one of my biggest. I just had the biggest Nerdgasm probably of my life, because it says it was announced like hours ago, and I saw it in the store, and I needed to change my pants.
I got to change my pants.
My pantaloons has been soiled. We have just had an announcement, and we're going to get there's actually a full website launching for a community funding project for Shadow of the Eternals. And this, my friends, is the spiritual follow-up for Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem from the GameCube.
Yes.
I have had my nerdgasm, and it was beautiful.
Was it that beautiful?
I almost cried, dude. Almost cried.
Oh, don't cry, man.
It was, dude, it was like, I don't think, the only thing that's going to be more beautiful is watching the birth of my children.
Wow.
I'm so stoked for this. Tomorrow, May 6th, goodness gracious, what was that website called? I'm going to have to look it up here. But there's a website being put up on May 6th. Called shadowoftheeternals.com for a crowdfunding campaign. I don't know if it's going through like Kickstarter or somebody else, but all 12 of our listeners, and we may only have 8 of you left after our sabbatical for 2 weeks.
Yeah, probably 6.
3 if we're lucky. Get your ass on this website. Go help fund this game, because Papa needs a new Eternal Darkness.
Papa needs one.
Papa needs a new Eternal Darkness, damn it. Get your ass out there. Get on that site. Throw some money down. And whatever money you throw down, let me know about it. And I'll fart in a freezer bag and send it to you.
Yes. That's awesome.
I can't think of anything to give away at the moment. And the fact that I'm so horrible with getting back to people who want shit from me, I don't recommend ever telling me you want anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I promise I'm going to get to all of
those. I was going to say, what about those contest winners?
Don't worry about it. It's going to get done, I swear.
Sure it is.
It will. I never let anybody down. They'll die slowly, but they won't die, because I'll bring them back to life with defibrillators.
Oh, good to know. You're a trained medic, dude.
And dude, and it's, you know what? It's a combination of defibrillators and praying to the lost gods like Odin, Thor, Apollo, Shiva! Stuff like that. Shiva! And, you know, there's a couple others I like to throw in there. You know, some, you know, Digimon, Pikachu. You know, yeah. They make sure shit happens.
Yeah, don't forget about Digimon, dude. That shit's important.
Dude, Beemon, bro. What's up?
So we're going to do my nerdgasm and rant. My nerdgasm, believe it or not, is actually old. Oh, wait. Did I talk about this, about the Warhound?
Yeah. I thought it was was that a nerdgasm or a rant?
It was a nerdgasm, the April Fool's joke.
Oh, yeah, we're all, for sure.
God dang it. See, I'm just
out. So you just have a rant today. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I can think of nerdgasms, trust me.
We don't need you sitting here. We don't need to hear the rest breaking off the wheels right now.
Okay. My rant was that I had the worst day ever.
I had the worst day.
Matt, ever. Do you ever have one of those days where, like...
I don't know, Kenny. Too soon, my bad. Too soon. Way I'm too sorry. Soon.
Not Dolphin. Funny.
To all of our East Coast listeners, I do apologize for that, but I thought it was hilarious.
You, what?
The joke I made to you.
Okay, because that didn't sound right. Anyways.
Yeah, that
I was. Had the worst day ever, but nothing compared to that. So, I had a whole day of work. I got like 2 or 3 hours of sleep. I'm, like, completely out of it, and I'm just kind of, like, frustrated because I'm, like, an intern right now, and I want to be part of the team, but I'm not, and I just get so pissed off sometimes, right? So I get in my car, and I'm like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck, I'm going home. I try to take a shortcut to go home, and the parking lot I take a shortcut into, I can't take a left out of because there's a barrier. So it takes me 15 minutes, what usually would have taken me 3 minutes, right? So I'm pissed about that. Then the whole way home, I had to drive through a canyon to get to work. People were doing fucking 40 through it. The speed limit's 65. And it was just one of those days, like, I spilled coffee on myself on the way to work.
Did you take Temescal or Waterman?
What?
What canyon did you take?
Lambs.
Oh, did you? Oh, that one's... It's a little off the beaten path.
No, not for where I go.
Okay.
It takes me about 15 minutes to get to work from Beaumont or Banning. Whatever it is.
Gotcha.
Because I don't want to take the 1091 shit. It takes me about 35, 40 minutes from... If I'm booking it, I can get there in 35 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And at 6 in the morning, everyone's hauling ass.
Everyone's booking it.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the afternoon? Not so much.
No. So I woke up in the morning, and, like, from beginning to end, like I think I stubbed my fucking toe in the morning. I spilled coffee in my car on the way to work. Like, it was just one of those days where, like, I wish I had a bat and I could just beat shit up. Like, just beat up a fucking pole. Just something to get my aggression out, right?
You know what I want you to cue into this moment right here? I want the background music of your rant right now.
Yeah,
to be Limp Bizkit one of those days.
No.
Break stuff. What's up,
man? It'd be cooler if it was Yakety Sax.
No.
Anyways, so I'm on the way home, and then I'm like, fuck, I have a dentist appointment today. And it's at 5:30, right? And it's like 5:20, and I'm in Yucaipa, and it's in Highland. I was like, shit. Okay, gotta book it. So I get there, and they had to do 2 fillings on me, right? And I'm like, okay, shit, here we go. You know, shots in the mouth. And my dentist is tight. My dentist is really cool, and his assistant. Problem is, as cool as you may be, I don't like getting shots in the face. So, I mean, it's... Oh, my God, it made me so mad. Like, they're like, how you doing today? And I was like, well, it's probably one of the worst days in a long time, so it can't get much worse than this. And she was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, it's not your fault, right? So get this. They do 1 shot, right? Fuck, you've gotten shots at the dentist, right, in your gums?
Yeah.
Novocaine. Have you seen the thing they give you a shot with? It's like fucking metal. It looks like it's out of Bioshock.
Yeah, no, it's nasty looking.
It's fucking scary, right? So he gives me the shot, and you have to wait like 2 or 3 minutes, and like, all right, you ready? And I was like, I don't feel like I'm very numb. Like, my lip's not even numb yet. And he's like, okay, get another one. We're going to give you another one. I was like, oh, man, really? And he's like, I've got to do it. And I was like, yeah, great.
They used to give me like 3 or 4 days before I really start to feel anything.
He's like, you're not gonna feel anything because I already gave you one. Bullshit. This shit fucking hurt, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, great, right? So then he's like, all right. And they start drilling, right? And of course it hits my nerve. And that's like the worst fucking feeling in the universe, right?
Yeah.
I jump out of the chair and they're like, okay, we'll be a little gentler. They do it again. It happens again. And I'm like breathing hard. I'm like, I fucking hate this. And then they're like, okay, get the 35 millimeter. And I was like, wait, what's that? And they wouldn't even tell me. And she pulled out this little tube with the needle on it, right? But the needle was like, you almost couldn't even see it. And it, what the hell are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh. And the
That's needle, you, bro.
Oh, is it? Oh, I think it's my dog. So the needle bent, right?
Ollie.
And the needle went in between my teeth into my gums.
Huh.
It was just the worst day ever. And I thought it was worthy of a rant.
Hey, that sounds pretty bad, dude. It does not sound like you had a good time. Sounds very frustrating.
It was just like, I just got home and I was like, I just fucking hate everything right now.
It was a very stressful day, and you don't handle stress too hot, Kenny.
It's fine. If just like one thing went my way, but nothing did.
See, but here's the thing, though, Kenny. Think of the podcast today as your takeaway of something good. And even today, it was really late.
I'm having a good day today.
Oh, when was this then?
This was last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this wasn't today.
Gotcha.
I've had a pretty peaceful, nice day today.
Good.
I went and saw Iron Man 3.
Okay.
And now, of course, Matt Red Comics.
Heck yeah, man. So, last couple weeks, I know I've been reading the comic books in the rooms, everything like that, and all your normal stuff's been out. Your Teen Titans, your Nightwing, Redhead and the Outlaws, Swamp Thing, Detective Comics, Action Comics, all your normal DC stuff, Marvel, Indestructible Hulk, Rise of, goodness, just tons of stuff from everybody. I'm just blanking on all my Marvel stuff right now. Sorry, like, you guys know I'm not a huge Marvel fan.
What?
But the ones I want to talk about this week, the three I really want to talk about is we got a new Danger Club. So finally, Danger Club number 5 is out. I'm just had a little bit of a hiatus. So this is our story of where all your superheroes are gone and sidekicks are what's left of the world to try and save it. Last issue 4... we actually had one of the characters we've been with the whole time, a sidekick. He actually shot our Kid Vigilante, who was kind of looked like our main hero here, was shot right in the forehead. And so we had a huge moment where it was like, I thought our main character was here, and now he's dead. So in this number 5, we've had a crazy, just huge turn of events of what's been going on. And it's nuts. You kind of knew the president was a little weird anyways, and now he kind of reveals himself to be that guy. But it's just, I love this book. The art, the writing, the characters themselves. There's so much going on here. There's so much new style of storytelling, almost, it feels like, that I really love this book. And with Danger Club number 5 out, we'll get our volume 1 with the next issue. So, you guys, when the volume 1 comes out, or if you want to just go buy the 5, go get them, go check them out. They are absolutely wonderful. Danger Club number 5, can't recommend enough. Another new series I picked up, it's from Oni Press, is called Helheim. And this is a Viking story. So, if anybody knows me, I'm just a huge fan of Norse mythology, that Norseman style of living thing. I just love that style, those stories. Big Vikings fan myself anyways. Helheim is a completely different type of story. Maybe I need to research Helheim more. Maybe he was a character like this. I'm not sure. But Helheim, the book that we've been reading, has a main character. You come right in the beginning, and he gets killed right off the bat by the Others, is what they called him. The father of the character that looks like to be our main character goes to kill this man, this guy's love interest, who is supposedly a witch, it seems like, who the main character was trying to protect. Turns out she's been, like, collecting corpses and chopping them up to make him into, like, this huge Frankenstein beast that is, like, her golem now. And this dude is nuts. Like, they have a scene where the main character, or the Helheim, this new golem that's been created, has gotten his, like, arm cut off. And she just, you know, he ends up killing all these other dudes. She comes up and's like, sweetie, you know you can't do this to yourself. You're very strong, but you're not invincible. I'm not always going to be here to do this. And she literally just, like, sews him back up, like some kind of, like, rag doll almost.
No big deal.
And he's, like, ready to go. But one of the coolest things about this is, first of all, it's just Norse storytelling of that Vikings, that era, and it's great. It's awesome. But there just seems to be so much going on. Now you have not only this witch who is out to kill another, like, a leader, this other witch, more than likely, and you also have the characters who was killed, turned into the Helheim, the monster, his father, and his friend out hunting to seek revenge for the son. So we have a couple of different intersecting paths. This other witch has just been introduced into the issue number 2. And it's very wild. It's a very cool story. So I would definitely recommend checking out. The art's really good. The writing's been very well so far. And it just kind of left you at a big moment in issue 2 where you're like, why didn't this fool, like, go do what he was told by his witch lady? So I definitely recommend Helheim by Oni Press. And then the last one is our good friends over at Image Comics. You know, future guests, Image Comics, will hope. I don't know, actually, I'm just kidding. Their new release, one of their new monthlies, is called 10 Grand. This is a very, best way to describe would be Constantine storytelling. So Constantine, as we all know, is kind of the guy who cheated death. He comes back to fight between heaven and hell, magic, things like that.
I love that movie.
This is a very different style where this main character, it reveals that he's had a very horrible a past, if you will, and he's been brought back by the angels to do as they bid. And he's fighting demons, and he's actually sent as a basically a mercenary, a type of a contract killer. Where the very first moments you see him, he's doing his own inner monologue, and a young girl sits down and offers him 10 grand to go out and kill. So it's just a really awesome story. The story is awesome. Like, it really does suck you in on the story with that type of storyline. But the biggest takeaway from this is the art style. I've never seen stuff like this before. It's wonderful. It's very 30 Days of Night-esque with that type of almost, like, every surrounding areas of the panels are blurry, almost scribbled in, while you have your focused piece is very detailed. And it's so cool. It's so awesome looking. I cannot recommend 10 grand enough. It's from Image. It's going to be a great line. It's going to be a great book. Go check it out. So kind of, like I said, all the normal stuff is out. All your number 20s, I believe, are the issues out right now. Detective Comics, Nightwing, Teen Titans, Swamp Thing. Everybody's out. I've read them all. They're all really good. Swamp Thing's awesome because he actually has a cool scenes with Superman. So if you want to check out some of that, it's great. Everything else is very basic. There was one that I was very just kind of like bleh about. And that was, what was that? Who cares? Yeah, check them out. They're all great anyways.
Not important.
It's not so much comic news. It's maybe more movie news. But Bryan Singer, the director for the new X-Men Days of Future Past. Have you seen like this new like stuff, the Vining, Kenny? Like, it's like the new...
Heck yeah. Yeah, I'm all up on Vine, man.
It's pretty cool. I haven't joined it or anything yet. But Bryan Singer released a Vine that showed all the chairs of the different mutants that are going to be in the Days of Future Past. And he revealed two new mutants that are going to be in the movie. And it's Bishop as well as Warpath. So I think this is awesome. Like, this is really, really, this almost made it my nerdgasm. I mean, it was right there until I heard about the, what did I just talk about, Kenny? Shadow of the Eternals. Shadow of the Eternals. But what's cool about this is obviously we have Bishop, who is the time traveler. So he actually wasn't a part of the original comic that came out, the Days of Future Past stuff, but he's like the mutant when it comes like time traveling stuff. You know, he's from like 100 years in the future where mutants and humans are fighting together to kill Sentinels. So he's actually going to be a really cool add to this story. And, you know, he's got a... I love Bishop. The one reason I've always loved Bishop, like his story and just that character, is he has this M branded on like his face, like like his forehead eye kind of area where, you know, they branded him as mutant. You know, that's how mutants were branded back then.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then Warpath, he's a pretty cool character. He's like super strong, super fast. He's like the brother of Thunderbird, I think is the guy's name. He's like, they're like Native Americans, but really awesome people. Warpath, and he joins up with like Bishop during the fights and the wars and stuff like that. So that'll be cool. We're going to have, so now we have two future characters announced from like way, way in the future, not just with the two X-Men universes clashing together. There's someone else too. Oh, did you hear Disney and Marvel got the rights back for Daredevil, for Blade, and for Punisher?
No.
Yeah, so that's one of the things like Fox, 20th century stuff, and Sony, they have to like keep re-upping certain franchises. Like X-Men has to keep getting re-upped or else it falls back into the hands of Marvel and Disney. So we're doing it. We haven't gotten a new Punisher, we haven't gotten a new Daredevil, and we haven't gotten a new Blade in a long time, like in a few years. So all of their ups have passed over, and so Marvel now has control of all three of those franchises again. So look forward to maybe some new appearances from the Punisher and Daredevil in some future Marvel flicks.
I'm still not a huge superhero person.
Ah, Daredevil's a cool character, though. Blind lawyer, fights evil with his other senses.
Don't try to tell me that movie was good.
I didn't say the movie was good. I said the character was good. I didn't say Ben Affleck wearing sunglasses the whole movie was a good blind guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What other comics you got, dude?
I'm all good. That's all my comics I got for you. So Helheim, Danger Club, and 10 Grand, you guys. So check them out. See what you think.
Very cool. did you play any MoP?
I have not. This is the first time I've sat at this PC in literally 2 weeks.
Yeah, I haven't even touched it. No one's on anymore. What happened? Did Danny stop playing?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
You know what? Speaking about MoP, I can't believe you got a BlizzCon ticket. And you know what should have been my rant? You could have bought more than one ticket.
No, I couldn't have.
Yes, you could have.
I clicked buttons too fast.
There was a thing on the left that said ticket amount, and you could have chosen up to four.
Oh, so what happens is, so here's what happened, is you click in to go into the site, and then it asks you how many tickets you want, and then you go into the queue. Well, when that second page came up, I didn't read what was on there. I just hit continue, and it put me in the queue. No, I didn't read that.
Yeah, no, yes, I know, but then...
So I didn't change that number, but no, that it never comes back up again to change your amount. I was looking for it the whole time. It never came... No, it doesn't. Kenny, you didn't buy tickets, so you don't know.
Dude,
Did you buy tickets? No, you didn't, so it doesn't matter what you think because you didn't see it.
Matt, I've heard from like three different podcasts that there was an option. It was just tough
to
see.
Yeah, there was, and it was right in the beginning in that second screen, but it never was on again. Do you want to go at this right now? Because I'm going to tell you I'm right right now. I took screenshots of all of them, so I'm done.
Don't get so mad.
Get your ass on eBay and buy a ticket.
That's what I have to do, man. I'm on fucking Craigslist looking. It sucks. Hello?
Oh, continue.
You dickhead.
How was StarCraft?
Amazing. If anything, I've been playing, it's been StarCraft. I've been playing a lot of it. Like, I used to do at least, like, a match a day. Because it's one of those, like, I can't log into WoW and get anything done. You know, it's never going to happen because it's just not going to happen. Because, you know, you log into WoW and it's a 4 or 5 hour adventure you're doing, not a 10 minute match, you know. So I've been playing a lot of that. I did download and I started to play Blood Dragon.
Nice. That's really good.
It's pretty cool. I only got to play it for like 20 minutes so far, though. But just like the opening scene is like, you're like on a helicopter and I want to say Fortunate Son's plane, and you're like just mowing people down with a freaking, with like a chain gun.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. It's really cool so far, though. So I can't wait to get some time to play around with this some more.
Nice. Yeah, I heard it's, I'm just kind of like breezed through reviews on it and it sounds really good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool so far. And, you know, for $15, shoot.
Girl. Yeah,
for $15, damn.
What you got for $15, girl?
I would say let's talk about Game of Thrones, but I did not watch it.
You're terrible. Game of Thrones is awesome.
Dude, I started watching it and it just, I got bored.
How many episodes did you watch?
I'm on the third episode.
Okay, any good series takes 5 episodes to do anything good. Especially this one, because there's so much story going on all over the place.
Yeah, I was trying to watch it. Like, I'm going to try again this week, but I was just like, this is not fun right now. It's just kind of like, I want to see more action, not just, like, drama. You know what I mean?
What? Breaking Bad is an action. It's all drama.
Breaking Bad's different, though.
It is. Breaking Bad. Game of Thrones. Who told you Game of Thrones has action?
The title?
No. What?
I don't know. I can't get into it right now. I'm just, like, really bored with it. I don't know what it is.
Hopefully. It's a great series, and if you don't watch it and miss out on it, I will ruthlessly make fun of you with the rest of our 5 listeners.
What's new? You already just ruthlessly make fun of me, so.
No, I ruthlessly take cheap shots at you.
It's the same thing. do you have any game reviews?
Yes, I do. Yes, and I have one. It was a great game. And the best part about it, it's free.
Uh-oh.
Free iPhone game.
Is the free game.
So, free iPhone game. It is called Into the Dead. And it's wonderful. It's a first-person zombie dodger, is what I'm going to call it. Even though it's basically a first-person view of, like, a Temple Run type of game. But you're not swiping. You don't have to, like, swipe left, swipe right, swipe up to jump, things like that. You just, like, you can either tilt your phone left or right to dodge. You can touch the screen left or right to dodge. Or you can get, like, a analog pad put on the screen to dodge, to move, things like that left and right. But the coolest part about this is it's all zombies. Like, it's zombie style, though. And it's, like, dark, and it just shows a horizon that you're just endlessly running into. Is this endless horizon, and you just see shadows of the dead walking at you.
Huh.
And you'll get different weapons. So what happens in the very beginning, there's, like, a huge helicopter crash, and you wake up to it. You wake up in this helicopter crash, and as you're running away from the crash into the horizon, there are flares marking weapon caches, and you can run over them, and you'll get one of, you know, quite a few different types of weapons. There's a pistol, there's a revolver, there's a hunting rifle, there's a chainsaw, there is a grenade, there's a shotgun, there's a submachine gun, there's even a couple others. You can even get, like, a dog companion coming soon is what it keeps telling us, so I can't wait for that. But what's awesome is you can just mow through zombies if you want to, rather than dodging them, if you're getting the ammo for them. And it's so cool. It's such a fun game, and they have challenges. So they have challenges like with Jetpack Joyride, where,
oh yes,
you know, kill 200 zombies, and, you know, it just tallies them up for you. It's so cool. There's one where, because you can, like, hop over these fences at one point. As part of your run, and some of them are like chainsaw 5 zombies in midair, And so as you go over the leap, you'll come down on a zombie with a chainsaw and, like, saw through the middle of him.
Yes.
It's so cool. It's such a fun, just, like, it's a good time waster. It's that same addictiveness as a jetpack joyride or a temple run, anything like that, where, you know, you just have a long hallway of dodging and getting cool power-ups and powers to make shit happen, basically. And it's great.
I'm trying to see if I played any iOS games. I did have one. Stupid Zombie 2.
Oh, goodness.
The one... Oh, sorry.
What up, Claptrap?
The one where you have the... have you ever played it where, like, you're a guy with a gun and you shoot it around this room and it bounces off the wall and hits zombies?
Yeah, my roommate, his foreman's son created the game.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's how I learned about it the first time. Is I was my roommate came home and was like, "Hey man, have you ever heard of this game called Stupid Zombies?" I was like, "No, I never heard of it." He's like, "Check it out. My foreman's son created it, and he gave us codes to download them. And it's a free game, anyways. But he gave us like these codes to get some like extra levels or something like that. Like it was cool.
Is he a millionaire?
I don't know.
He's gonna be soon."
Hopefully. Yeah, so is Stupid Zombies 2 microtransactions, or is it
big? I think it costed $1.
Yeah, so it was really cool. It was awesome to get to check him out. That was awesome.
But no, that's it. And then Blood Dragon, but I haven't played enough of it to really give it a proper review.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sorry guys, it's a pretty boring episode.
Yeah, I've been playing crazy amounts of Luigi Mansion. I just love going to the new mansions, new weapons. It's just awesome.
I revisited a little Ni No Kuni again. But really, that's it. And StarCraft. That's pretty much what I have time for.
So I made a desperate move to help myself beat Ni No Kuni. And I went and bought a collector's edition guide that came with a gold familiar on it.
You know you told us this before, right?
Oh, did I? Okay.
Yeah, you can keep going.
I made a desperate move on this, and it's slowly been pulling back in because I've been taking the guide with me on my trip. So when I came home, I, like, dove into it because I was like, oh, I know where to go now, so that's cool.
You dirty cheater.
I know how to efficiently make my way through these places.
Whenever I buy guides like that, I don't read them until I beat the game, and then I read them, like, out of boredom. I'm like, oh, I could read this right now.
Yeah, and
except for Skyrim, because Skyrim's so fucking big, it doesn't even matter.
Because for me, I'm not the person that I beat the game and I go back and play a game to, like, get 100% completion or to find all the trophies or to find all the items or find all the familiars like Ni No Kuni.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys that I like to cherry pick what I want.
Yeah, exactly, right? I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to go down that path because that's a useless item down there. I'm going to go down this path because it's a good item.
I've been taking the completionist route with Ni No Kuni, though. I'm making sure every side quest I could possibly get done is done before I do anything else, and I'm just looting everything, going in every little crevice.
Game is just so overwhelmingly big. It's scary how big that game gets.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think it's big right now, and I've probably explored like a quarter of the world of the game.
Yeah.
And I'm at like 20 hours of playtime.
It's so good.
Jeez. But it's so good. Don't care. But those fights do get a lot harder when you get higher up.
Oh, so did you ever play Papao and Yo?
No, I kept looking at it, but I have not played it yet.
So that was one of the games that I downloaded on the PS3. I don't know if it's on the Wii U or not.
PlayStation Plus?
Huh?
Did you get it through PlayStation Plus?
Yeah.
Was it free?
It was a half off, so normally it was like $9.99. I got it for like $4 or something or something like that.
I'm just waiting for it to go up for free.
Yeah, so I got it. The reason why I got it, though, was because I read this awesome article on their next game coming out called Silent Enemy. The creators of this game, they decided to create a game with a theme about bullying. And what's cool about this is your main character is going to be on a quest, and there's actually these crows that are going to represent, you know, that are going to deter you from your path any way possible. Just like a bully would deter a student to get through school. I want to be in school. And it's just an awesome little a teaser video from the developer and all a lot of his staff talking about how they were bullied as kids and how they want people to, you know, they describe it as you were one of three people in school. You were either the kid that got bullied, the kid that was the bully, or the kids that stood by and watched. And they want you to feel and have those emotions from that time like that. Whether either you're watching it and you're liking it or not, and you wish you could do something, or, you know, you either wish you could do something with that bully, or you wish you could do something with that person who was being bullied, but too afraid to act, or to be that bully and I don't know if they want you to necessarily, maybe they're more of wanting you to feel bullied by it, but it just seems like such an intriguing type of game. They actually show the crow type characters and they're just dastardly looking. They're nasty,
man. I'm gonna have to look that up.
So it's a really cool, it's called Silent Enemy. The name of the developers escaped my mind. It's the same people that did Papa and Yo. And that, from what I've heard, that just had an awesome, awesome theme as well. And I downloaded it because I will be playing it this next week here, and I'll have a full review for everybody here soon. So
yeah, I've heard great things. Some people put some negative things on it, but I heard it was really good. So
yeah, I only heard good stuff about it. So yeah,
a lot of the reviews were like it's really good, but there's things. But I'm not going to read in too much. Did you see any movies?
I did not.
Oh damn! I was hoping you saw Iron Man 3.
No, I'm not that cool.
I went and saw Iron Man 3 today, in like RPX 3D or whatever. And I'm not a huge superhero movie, but the Iron Man movies always are just okay. And Iron Man 3 was actually really good. I think it was the best one I've seen so far.
Good.
Very good. Very, very action packed. Of course, you know, there's that like witty humor behind it. And I don't know. It was one of those movies that was just like fun to watch, you know?
Nice.
I guess with Iron Man movies, you don't want to like look in too deep, but I mean like the story really wasn't bad and it was pretty cool. I really, really enjoyed it. So it was nice.
That's awesome.
Most epic like ending battle scene fucking ever with like a kajillion different, like, oh, it was so awesome.
Yeah, we're actually, because we've been doing this retreat stuff in San Diego, so we just, a friend of mine, myself, what we're actually doing is we're going to be going to L.A. to watch it at the El Capitan Theater, Disney's theater down in L.A.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to go do that, because it's really cool. Like, those are really cool theaters, because, you know, there's, like, really, like, big moviegoers go to these theaters, and it's actually assigned seating, so you go and buy the ticket for your seat.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it doesn't matter when you wait in line or get there or anything like that. It's actually assigned seating, and it's a little bit more. It's a nicer theater and stuff like that, but they give you, like, a free popcorn and drink with the ticket as well.
Oh, that's way cool.
Yeah, so it's an awesome, awesome theater.
I hate sitting next to people I don't know, though.
Yeah, well, and that's the cool thing about it is, you know, we always get, like, we always take, like, a group of six or seven people, and we block ourselves off, like, dead center of, you know, little ways back into the rows, and we get a great view. We have great people around us watching the flick, so.
Oh, well, that's cute.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to go on Saturday to go watch it, and so we'll have a review. I'll be able to talk to you more about it soon. So.
Yeah, there we go. We'll expand on it then.
Yeah,
We can go into emails, but we only got one, and it wasn't even an email. It was a Facebook post.
Yeah, we have one fan.
Everyone's that bored of us.
Sorry, guys.
Derek put, what was the game Matt recommended on Steam? I believe he said it was in beta stage, but it was a lot of fun once he got used to it. I didn't catch the name.
Oh, that was... Let me pull up Steam real quick. I'm trying to
remember it right now, too, and I cannot remember.
That was Warframe.
Warframe.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's episode 30.
Warframe.
I feel so bummed because I know, like, no one's been caring about us.
Nah, they care about us. It's just we don't care enough about them to actually have episodes. So.
Well, me and Matt have to deal with actual life sometimes. It's tough.
And, you know, part of our actual life is making sure we can get these up and running. So I'm making a pledge right here and now, Kenny, on episode 30 to make sure I'm here every week for our listeners on Sunday evening to record.
Sounds good.
Are you making that same oath with me, Kenny?
I'll make the oath. I'm down with the oath.
Make the oath, Kenny.
Do I have to, like, raise my hand?
You know, we should. I'd rather you pop a boner for the nerdgasm.
I was going to say I'll just cut my hand.
I don't think... We're not going Wolfpack, bro. We're not going Wolfpack.
Well, that's it. We don't have any iTunes reviews, huh? Of course. No, if we didn't get an email, we didn't get an iTunes review. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? We're almost as many episodes as we have iTunes reviews, so I'm excited.
Well, we're...
10 more away. 10 more away, Kenny. 10 more episodes, and we're going to pass our iTunes review number.
We're 30% of the way to 100.
Nice.
Pretty legit, right? Well, that's episode 30. Get a hold of us through the Book of Faces at facebook.com/SYGU podcast, through Gmail at steppygeekup@gmail.com, and Matt does Instagram and Twitter, and at steppygeekup.
Yeah, tell all your friends, family about us, let them know what we do, how much fun we have with everybody here, and just let them know, you know, this is something me and Kenny like to do to help spend our time nerding out with each other and with you guys. So hopefully you enjoy, and hopefully we can hear from you and all your friends soon.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah. Steppy Geek Up. Huge success.
It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. Then the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are